Psalm we're looking at today is one of two psalms written by King Solomon. Psalm 72, we're looking at verses 8 through 14. Solomon prays, "May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May the desert tribes bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of distant shores bring tribute to him. May the kings of Sheba and Seba present him gifts. May all kings bow down to him and all nations serve him. For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and needy and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight." Solomon, the author of this psalm, was a visionary. He anticipated his kingdom would extend from sea to sea, from the Euphrates River and then around the world. Rulers would bring gifts to him and serve him. The queen of Sheba, present-day Yemen, did bring a load of gifts to Solomon. She was very impressed with his wealth and wisdom. In fact, she said, "The report I heard in my own country about your achievements and wisdom is true. Indeed, not even half was told to me." 1 Kings 10, 6 through 7. Unfortunately, Solomon's wisdom was not applied when it came to women in his life. When he was old, his wives turned his heart after other gods. His vision was never realized. War split the prosperous kingdom. Both the north and the south were eventually defeated and all the people taken into captivity. So here's the lesson we learn from Solomon. Make sure the actions of your life match the prayers of your lips. Father, please don't let me pull a Solomon. Don't let my actions negate my prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.